Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
Big Booty is my kryptonite.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hertl and Jacob Albrecht on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, we go into hour number two. 869-1240 is the number on the KFH hotline, fueled by Twin Peaks. Paul Brockton Hurdle with you for the next hour. Jad Chambers producing. The National Football League continues to amaze and produce results that leave you wondering what in the wide world of sports is going on. Raiders go to Dallas, beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys 0-3. Are they 0-3 or did they beat the Chargers? Did they beat the? I can't even remember. How are they against the AFC West? I know they've lost to the Chiefs, the Raiders, the Broncos. I guess maybe they beat the Chargers, didn't they, early in the season? So, don't know where you are with your Cowboys, but Steelers falling off a cliff now. You've got the Dolphins all of a sudden that are resurgent. The Patriots that are the hottest team in the NFL. The San Francisco 49ers have come back from the dead now. I love this league, Jacob. Absolutely love this league. It is fantastic with its ever-shifting storylines. And it's not – they're shifting every week. Not every month, you know, not every year. This league shifts literally every week.
It does. It's wild. I love it. It's just what we do with these power rankings each week is fool's gold, but it's fun. Like it just highlights sure it every week how much these change every single week. I actually have consistency in my top three this week, and I think that that's the first time this year since we've been doing this that I've had the same top three week to week.
All right. Well, without further ado, let's get to it. Give us your almost famous. Give me your also-rans that you're at least giving some consideration to at this particular point, but may not have made your top five.
Not on the list, but in the mix. Dallas, Baltimore, Buffalo, the Rams, and Cincinnati.
Okay. All right. I've got the Ravens, the Bills, the Bengals, and the 49ers. I've kind of put the Cowboys and the Rams on hiatus right now.
The Cowboys, I'm not making an excuse, I'm just speaking to reality. It's similar to the Titans. I can't put the Titans in despite what they've done because they're clearly not as good. They're too banged up. They're missing their two best receivers and their all-world running back. I mean, they're just not. Sorry. Cowboys are in the same boat. They're dealing with all kinds of COVID issues right now. They're playing on a short week. They haven't had CeeDee Lamb. They haven't had Amari Cooper. Tyron Smith has been in and out of the lineup. I think they're missing their right tackle this week. Like, they're just they're not healthy enough right now to be where they were a month ago, and that's just the way it is. Can they get back there? Sure they can. Sure they can.
But
let them
but
get
that's
through
the
short
that's
week
the
and
issue
the COVID
in the
issues.
NFL. God, the NFL
right. Everybody
is
deals
just,
with it at times.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable how much teams have to mix and match. And it just puts such an incredible strain on a team's ability to identify depth. You don't really, you can develop depth to some degree in the NFL, but when you're dealing with a 53-man roster, it's hard to do that beyond like a realistic second team. You got to do good work in your practice squad. You got to get contributions actually from your practice squad, and every team has to deal with it. But the question becomes, can you get everybody healthy again? I mean, it's like, this is an ongoing, you get to this point of the season, this is a theme every single week in virtually every single city in the NFL. It really is. Can the Cowboys get healthy? I don't know. We'll see. Because I mean,
only
I don't
because
know.
It's been only because it's been COVID issues. I'll say that they can.
Right, that helps.
CeeDee Lamb
was right.
CeeDee Lamb was, you know, a concussion, but I think he should be back this week. Cooper's has been COVID. McCarthy's will be. You know that's always weird, but you know he'll be back at some point, and I think that's a little more okay. You'll just, Dan Quinn will take over for, here's what I would expect. Based on what we saw when the Cowboys were going at full strength, I would expect 2 weeks from now, they're very near the top of these power rankings again. That's what
okay.
I would expect.
All right. I'll take you at your word on that. They got to prove it to me a little bit.
They got to get through this week. I don't know what to expect Thursday. I don't, because they're right in the middle of a COVID disaster. So,
All right.
Get past that and then into the next game, and then we'll see.
But
they're not
the
in there now. This is a top five teams.
Right.
You know.
I've got the Chiefs back in my top five, albeit at number five. They're hot. There's a bunch of teams that are hot now in the NFL. The Chiefs, the Patriots, the aforementioned 49ers, even the Broncos have won three out of the last four. So there are some teams that are hot. There are different levels of hot, but the Chiefs have shown me enough now where I can see them and their path to, what, a sixth straight division title. It's much more clear to me now, and a lot of it is because they defend. They're playing great defense over the last, not only the last four straight games that they've won, but really dating back six games, of which they've won five of six. They've played really pretty good defense now for a month and change. Still some inconsistency offensively. But, Jacob, if you tell me that figuring out your consistency offensively is the Kansas City Chiefs with Mahomes, Kelce, Edwards-Helaire, Tyreek Hill, you know what? I'll take my chances that Andy Reid gets it figured out. Plus, 19-3 coming off the bye this week at home against a team they haven't lost to since the 2015 season. I like their chances to win a fifth straight game and to continue the rise. So I've got the Chiefs in at number five.
Yeah, they're higher on my list. So I'll tell you where they land, but I would tell you this on the Chiefs. I can't imagine saying in any game right now that there's a team on a neutral field I would pick to beat them. That's how far back they've come. I don't know that on a neutral field there's a team that I can definitively, like, with confidence say, yes, I would pick them in that game over the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs still have some things to prove, certainly, but it's amazing to me how the chips and the dominoes have fallen their way in their climb back to the top. There is an absolute path for the Chiefs to be the number one seed in the AFC.
Totally agreed.
Clear path for them to get there. They've made it through the worst part of their schedule, and with all that happened early in the year, they sit here 7-4, and the door is wide open for them. So I've got them higher on the list. For at number five for me is another team people may have, you know, higher than the Chiefs in the AFC, and that's the Patriots.
Yeah.
They are defending at a level now that really frightens you if you're other teams. Mac Jones is doing exactly what they need him to do. And boy, they have a stable of running backs there that rival some of those great Patriot backfields that they can just sort of mix and match their way to in an offensive line that's allowing them to do it. I think the Patriots are great. I've got them at five, and, you know, I think there's a chance they may be the best team in the AFC too, which is remarkable with a rookie quarterback.
It really is. I've got them at number four. Mac Jones continues to evolve. Threw the ball 32 times last week, career high 310 yards. Did not throw an interception. Threw two touchdown passes. He's got a collection guy now of guys with Stevenson, Damian Harris, that can run the football a little bit. They're creative in their offense. And he has in Kendrick Bourne, a guy that's kind of an emerging star as a receiver. Had two touchdowns a week ago, but he's got so many guys that he can spread it around to. Jacoby Myers has become a really viable target. He's got two better than decent tight ends in Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry. Nelson Aguilar is another decent target for them. But defensively, they're so good. And maybe the best defensive team in the AFC. Is that a stretch? The way that the Patriots are playing right now? I don't think so.
No,
so I've got the Patriots.
I think the Patriots are the Chiefs right now, yeah.
I guess, right? I think the Patriots and the Chiefs, right? And the Bills aren't bad either. Bills are still pretty good.
Yeah, but they just lost Tre'Davious White. They just lost Tre'Davious White. So I think that's going to be pretty impactful.
Yeah, it is, but the Bills still are one of only three teams in the AFC who've allowed less than 200 points. The Patriots and the Broncos are the other two. So at least they've done it pretty much from start to finish defensively this season. But I would agree. So I've got the Patriots at four, the Chiefs at five. So where do you have the Chiefs? Do you have the Chiefs at four, or do you have them higher?
I have them at three, at four. And this is I put this here fully knowing I could be totally wrong. But I've got the Packers at four.
And interesting.
I'm concerned a little bit about Aaron Rodgers' toe. That concerns me. They looked real good and had a pretty impressive performance against the Rams. I think one of the things that has me put the Chiefs higher than the Packers is the path to get there. I just think the NFC right now is better than the AFC. I think there is more competition in the NFC, and I think so it's a combination of Rodgers' injury that just still gives me just a little bit of concern, and the fact that there is so much at the top of the NFC. It's so jumbled. I think there's a clearer path for Kansas City than there is Green Bay, just, you know, based on what's around them, based on everybody else and who you have to be better than.
All right, that's fair. I've got a trio of NFC teams at the top. And I've got the Packers at the top only because they've beaten the Cardinals, and I've got the Cardinals at number two, figuring at some point Kyler Murray comes back, but giving Colt McCoy all of the credit in the world for sustaining them offensively. I don't think we talk enough about the Cardinals' defense and the job that that they've done with that defense. Okay, that's fine. But I've got the Packers, the Cardinals, and the Buccaneers. And it's not like the Bucs are, you know, slamming that. But here they are now, what, 8-3, 11 weeks in. Mm-hmm. And they've kind of just been meh. But Fournette is a guy that's playing at an incredibly high level. Tom Brady doesn't seem to have dropped off any. They still have threats in the receiving core. And defensively, they're still a very viable, very good football team. Look, you can make the argument that Tampa Bay is ahead of the pace that they were on a year ago at the same time than they are right now, a year later. So I don't know. I mean, to me, I think that those are the three best teams right now going. So I've got Packers 1, Cardinals 2, Bucks 3, Patriots 4, and the Chiefs number 5 in mind. Go ahead and give me your list.
Yeah, so it's a lot of the similar things that just flip around those top three. So the reason I like Kansas City ahead of Green Bay is because I felt like it was a little too NFC heavy at the top. And I think that makes it more difficult to, you know, if we're trying to pick the best teams at the moment.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question while you're explaining this. Do the Packers beat the Chiefs in Kansas City with Aaron Rodgers?
Lining them up this week at Arrowhead? No, I don't
think
they
do. Well, I mean, no, 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. So they play him without Jordan.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm looking at the present. I don't know. That's hard to say. That's hard to say. I don't know.
It is hard to say.
I think those are almost impossible questions to answer. You have to think they would be better with Jordan, with Aaron Rodgers than they were with Jordan Love. Of course they would be. Would they be better enough, and would the Chiefs have played the game the exact same way?
You never know, right.
I think Arizona has, right now, the best defense of the three, and I think what they're doing without Kyler Murray or DeAndre Hopkins is pretty remarkable, quite frankly. So I'm going to put Arizona 1 right now. I think they're the most complete team in football, and they haven't even had their quarterback. Tampa, I think defensively, is better than Green Bay. So I'm going to put Tampa with a slight edge over Green Bay. Just, you know, again, we're looking at right now. I'll put Tampa slightly ahead of Green Bay. And again, just because I think it's too top-heavy in the NFC, that's why I slid Kansas City in ahead of Green Bay. But it really is like a to me, it's like Arizona's 1, and then Tampa, Kansas City, Green Bay, and New England are like 2A, B, C, and D. I mean, it's that close. I do think Arizona's 1, but I think the others are all pretty much even. I mean, still, it's just not, we're not seeing anybody rise to the top. Everybody's just sort of floating around right now across the league. I mean, the Patriots and the Chiefs, are they the two hottest teams? Mm-hmm. Four wins in a row for the Chiefs, and the Patriots they're at 5, aren't they? I mean, that's what's crazy
yes.
about it. They
Patriots
may be the two hottest
five
teams.
Straight.
No, six
sure.
straight. The Patriots are on a 6-game win streak.
Oh my gosh,
so,
is it 6? Huh.
Yeah,
oh,
so you've
right,
got so you got two, you know, you've got the two hottest teams down there. Green Bay lost to Minnesota 2 weeks ago. Arizona lost to the Panthers a couple of weeks ago, right? Again, mm-hmm. without Kyler Murray and Tampa, I'm with you. I think Tampa's ahead of schedule, but they lost to New Orleans and Washington in back-to-back weeks. That was, you know, that
sure
was
did.
This month. So
speaking of Washington, they're hot. They won their third straight last night. And the 49ers have won 3 in a row as well. There are some
Niners are going to be without their best defensive and best offensive players, though, for at least the next week, maybe two.
Sure.
So they're going to have a hard time, I think, you know, doing enough to get back into it. Maybe they can, but Deebo Samuel, who's been, I think he's a borderline MVP candidate this year, is out a week or two, and so is Frank Warner. So Niners have got some injuries to deal with, as everybody does. It's absolute and total chaos, even more than normal years in the NFL.
The Kansas City-Denver game is an interesting game, not because I think Denver has a chance to win, although I would have not given them a chance to beat Dallas on the road or even the Chargers really at home. But do you know who has a better differential, Kansas City or Denver? The Broncos. It's weird. It's not that means anything, but I'm just giving you a sense. Now, the Chiefs are a 9-point favorite, or at least they were the last time I checked, and that sounds about right to me. But is it a game of some trepidation, or is it not? Is this a walkover?
No.
I think there's concern in this game. Simply
unless
because
you show
the Broncos
me,
can
you
run
show me the
football.
Jets, Lions, or you show me the Jets, Lions, or Texans, and I'll say, okay, the Chiefs are safe. But until then, no team right. in the NFL is safe.
Ah. And how good is the... Well, I mean, I just from a standpoint of consistency, the AFC West is the only one with four teams that have at least six wins. I don't know. Now, I don't know what that means. I guess it has the best depth, right? At least to this point. But anyway, interesting times. And every week, you've got storylines that continue to amaze, sometimes confuse. So it is with the NFL. Major League Baseball, just what, a day away now from the end of the current collective bargaining agreement. Of course, we don't have anything in the works between the two sides, which is so Major League Baseball. But yeah, I think you're right. Free agency nonetheless going on, and there have been some interesting moves. So we'll talk about the shifting fortunes of Major League Baseball, even while we're a day away from no working agreement between owners and the players. So anyway, a little Major League Baseball in the offing as we continue here in just a moment.
Your phone call is welcome. 869-1240. Sports Daily on 97.5 and 1240. KFH.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.